Yisrael. We're going to start with the first piece on Parshas Mishpatim. It's on page 51. I hope that most of you, or some of you at least, have the Sefer with you. And we'll begin, again, page 51, Chavav Amud Aleph, the first piece on Mishpatim. Okay, our Rebbe the Yismach Yisrael begins. Ve'ela ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. The Pasuk says, obviously the beginning of this week's Parsha, Ve'ela ha-mishpatim, these are the laws, these are the statutes, these are the mitzvos, asher tasim lifneihem. And the Targum translates, V'targumo v'ilein dinaya di tisader kadmehon. These are the dinim that you should tisader, that you should organize or arrange before you, you should place before you. The Zohar has an interesting comment. The Zohar says, he quotes it here, V'ilein dinaya di gilgula. This is the parsha that hints to Gilgal, which is very interesting, especially since we learned earlier this week in Sicha Saran about the nature of how Gilgal, a little bit how Gilgal, how reincarnation works. So Parshas Mishpatim is the parsha of Gilgulin. What does that mean? And what does it mean that when you're judging, you have to be mesader everything before you? I mean, it's kind of obvious. A judge has to look at the case carefully, has to look at it from all sides, has to know all the facts before he comes to some type of ruling. So in what way is this the parsha of Gilgulim? How does reincarnation connect to this? And in what way is the Torah emphasizing that you have to look lifneihem? The judges need to look lifneihem. They need to look in front of themselves. What does that mean? So he quotes his father, Kvod kedushas Adoni Avi Mori V'Rabi Zatzal Zechus Yogen Aleinu Diber Bekadcho Api Divrei Or Hana in Pirkei Avos. Very powerful idea. What does the pasuk say? What does the Mishnah say, rather? The Mishnah says, Al tihi don yechidi, she'ein don yechidi ela echad. You shouldn't judge alone, because the only one who has the ability to judge on his own is echad, is Hashem. But explains the Yismach Yisrael in the name of his father, in the name of other tzaddikim, Hainu sheka asher tirtze ledun es chavercha lekaf chova. When you look at a person, and it would be easy to look at them based on a particular thing that they did in a negative way, and you want to judge them lekaf chova to the side of guilt, chas v'shalom. V'lakachta nakem mimenu al gemulo shegama lecha. And you want to seek revenge on him for the thing that he did to you. So you have to think about the following thing. Before you get back at that individual, Tifales mazne sichlech aladas. You should contemplate, you should weigh in the scale of your mind. Ki lo oso levado atadon. Realize that anyone that you're going to seek revenge against, there are other people, so to speak, the innocent bystanders, who are going to potentially be harmed. Ki eincha yodea zara da asid lemeifak mine, ulai yihiyu tovim. You don't know the Zara, the children who are going to come from him. Maybe the children will be very, very good. So you see this person as a Rasha, and you're saying, if I look at this person right now, it would be better if he didn't exist in the world. But realize that there's a bigger picture. There's who came before him, and there's the ones who came after him. And maybe this person has to be spared in the schus of those people who are indirectly going to be harmed or damaged by this person. If you don't mind, whoever just joined, if you could just please mute your phone, that would be really great. Thank you so much. So you have to look at the bigger picture. So he says, that's the pshat in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. What does it mean when it says in Pirkei Avos, she'ein dan yechidi ela echad? Right? The only one who's able to see the whole picture, of course, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person, it's just such an important yisod in general, you look at, you're sizing up a person, you're sizing up a situation, we're always only seeing a very small slice of the bigger picture. The only one who has the all-encompassing view, of course, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's tzofe umabit ad sof kol adoros. Hashem is able to see the entire spectrum of those future generations that are going to come from this person, who right now you feel is a rasha and deserves to be punished. That only Hashem, that if you could just please mute your phone, if you just joined us, if you don't mind just muting your phone, that would be really great for everyone else. Thank you so much. So Ein Dan Yechidi Al Echad again means that Hashem is the only one who's able to look at the big picture and to understand all of the details, all of the ramifications of the person you're going to get revenge against. Adkan Lashonos. That's what my father explained based on the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. V'gam ata tzarech leshar b'nafshecha godel tzar v'agmas nefesh. That's what Ayin Nun stands for. You also need to contemplate and to try to measure the pain and the suffering of Krovav, of all of his relatives, not only those who, again, are coming after him, but those who came before him. Right? If this person is punished, so why does, maybe his parents were good people, maybe his grandparents were good people. Asher yelahem mitzar, right? They're also going to be pained by his being punished. Ukamaimer kadosh Hashem admor Rav Simcha Buna Mipreshischa, as one of his rebbeim he often quotes, Rav Simcha Buna of Preshischa explained on the pasuk in Tehillim, Mishpatei Hashem emes tzadku yachtav. Again, HaKadosh Baruch was able to give an emesdik judgment because Hashem is able to what? Hashem is able to pull together yachtav, all of the pieces. Haynu shehakadosh baruch hu einu dan es ha'adam ad sheyatzdik hadin yachad la'aviv uli'imo ulekrovav va'oavav. Rav Simcha Buna of Preshischa said, Hashem doesn't punish a person. No individual goes through something until HaKadosh Baruch Hu can justify the pain that that's going to cause to the siblings and to the parents and to the children. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, has the ability to look at the whole picture. And that's what that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is saying. Ein dan yechidi ala echad. The only one who can see the all-encompassing view of the situation is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, going back to where we started, when the Zohar says that Parshas Mishpatim is a Parsha of Gilgulim. What that means is that every judgment that's being passed is also going to have a ripple effect. It's going to be Megalgel, it's going to roll outwards towards other people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that into consideration when he's punishing someone. And therefore we, as human beings, with our limited scope and our limited understanding of any person or any situation, have to be that much more careful not to cause damage to those who are innocent, so to speak, innocent bystanders. Uvizeh Pirish Abba Mori Zatzal, top of the left column on page 51. It was in this way that my father explained the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, when Yonatan violated the command, Vayiftu ha'am es Yonatan v'lomes, that the people redeemed Yonatan and he did not die. Right? The people rallied to his defense to try to save Yonatan's life. Haynu sha'am padu so machmas shalahem lo higia od sar kazeh she'aroi Yonatan uvezeh padu so. How did they redeem him? It wasn't just that they argued on his behalf and tried to explain why he was innocent. But what my father explains, says the Yismach Yisrael, is that, again, the fact that those who were around Yonatan didn't deserve to be pained by his death is what really saved them. It's not that they argued that Yonatan's own actions were not to be taken into consideration. Yonatan was guilty as charged. But the people were able to redeem Yonatan by being, so to speak, his companions. And in that way, to spare them the tsar, Yonatan was spared in that moment. Again, another pasuk in Tehillim. Pod b'shalom nafshi mikaravli. Again, the krovim, the relatives, and those who are tangentially related to the guilty party will sometimes be the one to save the guilty party. Haynu zchus harabim asher lahem einenu magi hatzar hazeh uvezeh padu nafshi. David HaMelech says, in the zchus of the rabim, in the zchus of the tzibur, so to speak, a person will sometimes be spared. So that's really important in both directions. It's important in terms of us looking at someone else and realizing that, hold on a second, if I'm going to punish this person or inflict any type of pain upon this person, revenge upon this person, think about the other people who may be harmed along the way. Also, it's important for us to realize that when we're connected to the tzibur, it's a great way, you know, for a person to protect himself. By being part of a bigger tzibur, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish you, so in the zchus of the tzibur, a person can be saved. But you have to be a person who's connected to the tzibur to call on that merit. Uvizeh navo el hakasuf. So now we come back to our pasuk. Ve'eila hamishpatim asher tosim lifneihem. When passing judgment, like the Targum said, make sure you arrange everything before you. Think about all of the ramifications. And all of the gilgulim, so to speak, not only in reincarnation sense, and everything that's going to roll outwards from this judgment that's being passed. Zeh azhara ledayin kishayavo ledin. When the judge is sitting in judgment, yishaer benafsho ki lo es hayachir ha'omid lafanav hudan. You're not just judging the person in front of you. You're judging him and by extension all of his relatives and all of his friends and all of the members of his shul, etc., etc., etc. Rak nefashos rab mi Yisrael hu dan. You're judging many, many people. And that's not a light thing. To judge one person would not be a light thing. All the more so when you think about it in this broader context. It's a really big deal for a person to confidently say that I'm going to pass judgment on this person. And that's what it means when the pasuk says, "Ve'eila hamishpatim asher tasim lefneihem." Realize that your judgment is going to be displayed before the masses, before the tzibur. And do they deserve to be to be pained by the punishment that the guilty party independently deserves? And he continues in the bottom paragraph, "Ve'narchiv bir dvarav hakadoshim." Again, how do we apply this to ourselves if we're not the judge? So on the receiving end, how do we apply this to ourselves? What is it that we can each, as individuals, take from this? Let's try to understand the context of Parshas Mishpatim on the heels of Kabbalah Satorah and Parshas Yisro. We got the Torah, we heard the Ten Commandments, Aseres Hadibros, which is not really translated as Ten Commandments, but that's what people say, so we'll go with it. But we heard the Aseres HaDibros, we stood at Har Sinai, we saw the sights and sounds, and now we come to Mishpatim. So what's it doing here? So he says, last week, after we accepted upon ourselves the yoke of Torah and the yoke of mitzvos, ulasher chafetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lizakos es Yisrael. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be successful as Jews, I mean, we just signed up last week, we became the Jewish people. We signed up for the team. So because Hashem wants us to have great success, Yahav Lahon Itin La'oraisa. Hashem gave us Itin. Itin means advice. Hashem gave us advice for Torah. Eich Uma Yuchu Lishmor Mitzvosa V'chukosav. So now you just signed up for Torah. You know, you signed the contract, and then you get home that afternoon, and you realize, you know what? What did I just sign up for? What did I just commit myself to? And you get nervous. So Hashem says, don't worry. I'm going to keep giving you advice. Parshas Mishpatim is the advice on the heels of Kabbalah Satorah. And what is the advice? V'lezos ikar ha'etza, eich lizpalo. You want to know how to daven in a way that your tefillos will be answered. V'lasos mitzvah meha mitzvos kidabai. And you want to know how to do mitzvos in a way that will be proper. Hu al yidei avas reyim, turn the page. It comes through the love and connection that one Jew has to another Jew. Ha'ovim la'avim kanafsho mamish. Definitely something that I really want to try to work on as a shir. A little bit more this semester, that the chaver should be connected to each other, that people should know each other, and that there should be a sense of a tzibur, and not just a random collection of individuals. Right? But that when Jews are connected to each other, when Jews love each other and feel connected to each other, so then all the pieces of one's life come together. We become a tzibur, and like the Mishnah says in a totally different context, in Maseches Tmura, the tzibur can't die. The tzibur is not able to die. Right? Individuals sometimes can fall off, but the tzibur can't die, which means that a person who's connected to the tzibur, if you're connected to the Jewish people, then that's the greatest protection that a person can have in this world. As we know from Rabbi Akiva, but try to think about it in terms of what we're learning today, it's the klal gadol b'Torah. Rabbi Akiva says, v'ahavta l'reyecha kamocha, the Talmud Yerushalmi says, is the klal gadol b'Torah. It is the klal gadol. If you're connected to other Jews, then you'll be able to advance in your avodas Hashem. And if you try to be independent, so then you're going to be judged individually, and you're going to end up judging other people as individuals when they're not really individuals. They're part of a collective tzibur. Hainu shehu klal haTorah. This is the all-encompassing principle that, again, that allows all of the pieces of Torah to be tied together. It's not a small thing at all. Ukamaymer Hillel, as Hillel explained in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Mad Allah Sani Lachaverach Losa Ovid. That which is sunny. Sunny is like a with a samach here is like, you know, like sinna with a sin. Mad Allah Sani, what to you is hated, what to you you'd be repulsed by, Lachaverach Losa Ovid. Don't do it to your chaver, don't do it to someone else. V'idach Peirushahu, and Hillel says, and the rest of the Torah is really just a commentary on that. Zil Gamor, go out and learn it. So you see that Hillel also understood that the way that I connect to other people creates the entire framework by which one can be successful in Torah. So what an amazing thing to think about. You read Parshas Mishpatim, so many technical details, so much bava kama found scattered throughout the psukim of Parshas Mishpatim, right? But it's really giving us the framework to be successful in the Torah that we accepted upon ourselves last Shabbos. Hainu shekol ha-mitzvos tluyim b'zeh, that all of the mitzvos, how I interact with others, is going to impact every single mitzvah that I do. V'zeh hu ha-ikar v'ha-yesod. And this is the foundation of it all. V'lakach anu omrim kodem kol Torah u-mitzvah u-tvila. And that's why many have a practice. Amongst the Hasidim, certainly this is a practice that before a person davens, or before a person learns, or before a person does a mitzvah, you recite the paragraph of L'shem Yichud. What does L'shem Yichud mean? L'shem Yichud kutshabrichu shchintei b'shem kol Yisrael. I'm trying to unify kutshabrichu shchintei. We're not going to really translate and explain what that means right now, but I want to Jewish people. Before I daven, I want to be connected not just to the minion in the room, so to speak, but I want to be connected to every Jew. And before I keep Shabbos, I want to make Kiddush Friday night, I want to be connected to every Jew. And before I eat matzah, before I shake a lulav, before I learn Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra, I want to do it B'Shem Kol Yisrael. I want to be part of all of those Jews who've ever learned Bava Kama, and even those Jews who haven't, I want to invite them to be included with me. Hainu sha'anu kolem es atzmo, or es atzmenu, b'chlal Yisrael. We attach ourselves as individuals to the tzibur. I don't want to do a mitzvah on my own. I don't want to learn Torah on my own. I want to be able to say that my Bava Kama is connected to the Bava Kama of the Vilna Gaon, even though I never met the Vilna Gaon. And my Bava Kama is connected to a Jew who's never even heard of Bava Kama. I want to be part of something much bigger. It's the greatest way to protect oneself. Uvizeh nasa ha-mitzvah b'shleimus. And when a person does that, then the mitzvah becomes wholesome. It becomes complete. Ukumavur b'svar makadoshim. Dal yidei kabalas avas reyim be'emes kodem atfila. Interesting idea. The Svar Makadoshim discussed that when a person pauses before he davens and says, I'm connecting myself to the entirety of the Jewish people, again, as individuals, we make mistakes and we sin and we have wrong thoughts and wrong actions and wrong words. But when I attach myself to the essence of Klal Yisrael, Nishmas Yisrael, so I attach myself to a place of perfection, and that helps a person to not have negative thoughts while he is davening. And he goes on and he explains further. I'm going to look at a couple other pieces, but certainly you get the gist of what the Yismach Yisrael is saying here and emphasizing here, that again, understand that Parshas Mishpatim is the Parsha of Gilgulim. Realize that the way that you size someone up is going to roll a lot farther than you would have expected. And therefore try to attach to the good. The same thing is true in a positive sense. Attach yourself to and you'll see that merit of being attached to him will carry you just for a few more minutes to the back of the Sefer. We'll turn to the last section of the Sefer. Again, for those who have the edition that we've been using each year, the two blue volumes. So in the back, there's a section called Ma'oran Shel Yisrael, which has some of the shorter teachings in the back. So if you turn to page Yud Zayin in the back for Parshas Mishpatim, I want to just look at two small pieces in the back. Okay, on page Yud Zayin in the bottom left-hand corner, he has a very strong piece. It's an important mussar for us to also have in our back pockets, even though often we struggle in the opposite direction. But it's an important thing for us to realize the danger of becoming Bali Gaiva, which again is a theme throughout the Sefer that we've seen many, many times. Okay, so on page Yud Zayin in the back of the Sefer, Ma'oran Shel Yisrael, Os Aleph, Mishpatim Os Aleph, Ve'eila Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem. So says the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash says, what was the end of Parshas Yisrael? What's the connection between the end of Yisrael and the beginning of Mishpatim? Maksiv Lamala Min Ha'inyan. What was taught to us right before this? Lo Sa'ala B'malos HaMizbechi. That there's supposed to be a ramp in front of the Mizbeach. We don't climb steps to get to the top of the Mizbeach. Rather, the Kohanim shuffle slowly up the ramp. There shouldn't be steps in front of the Mizbeach. V'ksiv Ve'eila Mishpatim. What's the connection between Eila Mishpatim and a ramp in front of the Mizbeach, the end of last week's Parsha and the beginning of this week's Parsha? Ela Amar Rav Avina, Kishem Shehizir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esekohanim, Shelo Yehu Posim Psios Gassos Agavim Mizbeach. Just like the Kohanim at the end of last week's Parsha were told, don't take big steps in climbing the Mizbeach, rather you should take small steps. Eliu Mahalchin, Okev B'Tzar Agudal, you should walk heel to toe, so to speak, meaning baby steps. Kach hizir HaKadosh Baruch Hu esa dayanin shelo yafsiu psios gasos bedin. The same thing is true that when one is passing judgment, so one shouldn't take big steps. A person should shuffle very slowly and engage in that process of, again, passing judgment very carefully and very cautiously. One shouldn't take big steps. Psia gasa literally means a big step, right? But the word gas also means a haughty step, a person who takes wide steps, a person who feels that the earth beneath his feet belongs to him, is also an attitude. It's an expression of a misplaced confidence that a person might have. And therefore, va'amar Rabbeinu zechusi again aleinu, therefore, our Rebbe explained, didayan nikra kol adam ashokal es maisav. Any person who's making a cheshbon hanefesh, any person who's judging himself, who's contemplating his own actions, and he's weighing his the things that he does, his hira ha-torah shelo yasu b'malus. A person has to be careful when he's growing in avodas Hashem not to take big steps. What does it mean for a person not to take big steps? Kedichsev lo sal b'malus al mizbechi. Turn the page. Haynu shelo yachzir atzmo lebal maila. Sometimes a person, and again, it hurts to hear this sometimes, but it's really true, sometimes we give ourselves more credit than we deserve. Sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit. Right? But sometimes, again, a person goes to Israel for a year or two, person learns a little bit of Torah, and he has a friend who learns a little bit less Torah, and all of a sudden he thinks he's a big shot. And he doesn't realize that, in terms of what there is out there in the ocean of Torah, he's mamish a beginner. And there should be a sense of drive to keep going and keep going. Not to feel like, oh yeah, I'm an accomplished Torah scholar already. I'm an accomplished person in my avoda, in my mitzvos, in my everything. So the danger of taking big steps is the danger to think that you're climbing faster than you are. And a person has to realize that becoming a authentically religious person is a very, very, very slow and steady process of shuffling oneself, shuffling one's feet up the ramp of the Mizbeach to reach the top. There are no big steps. You can't grow in leaps and bounds. It simply doesn't work that way. Asher lo segale ervascha alav. And what does it say about the Kohanim? Don't take big steps on your way up the ramp, lest you expose yourself. What does it mean to expose yourself? That their long shirts would be lifted up and it would reveal the bottom of their leg. Not the biggest erva in the world, you would imagine. And yet, the Torah is sensitive. Again, the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk, don't lift up your leg to climb the steps, because as you take a big step, it's going to lift up your clothing and it's going to expose your erva, it's going to expose your nakedness. But the way that the Yismach Yisrael is explaining in our context is that when a person tries to grow too quickly, eventually it's going to come crashing down and he's going to end up looking much more, worse off than he was maybe even before he began the process of climbing. You see that with people who become religious for a short period of time and then they stray from it. So unfortunately, the harsh reality is that a person sometimes falls much further than he was before he started his religious exploration. So therefore, says the Yismach Yisrael, take it slow. Don't become haughty and don't try to grow too quickly. Shal yizga lekolono barabim she'eino kach. Don't expose yourself to be a faker. Don't be a person who just changes his clothing on the outside but hasn't changed himself on the inside. Try to be consistent in your avodas Hashem. The misha holich machshavto shu bal maila, because when a person walks around thinking that he's a very chash of a mensch, he's a chash of a person, as a kadosh baruch hu megalo so barabim, the lo kein hu, Hashem will eventually expose him to not be so. If he's not really worthy of that honor, that truth will reveal itself in time, and that's what it means when the Gemara says in Brachos that psia gasa noteles achas mechamesh meos mimaur einav shel adam. If a person takes big steps, the Gemara says, it causes a person to lose some of his eyesight. He loses 1/500th of his vision. What does that mean? The fact that he's taking big steps, he's blinding himself to who he really is. He starts to think that he's mamish reached the top of the Mizbeach before he's even begun the process. Again, it's an important, really important idea, twofold. Number one, not to think that you're more than you are, because that can be very damaging, and eventually Hashem will have to prove to you in a very harsh way that you're not all that you think you are if you become a Baal Gaiva. And also, again, just the simple realization that this is the only way a Jew grows in Avodas Hashem. There's no one in the world who becomes a tzaddik or a Talmud Chacham overnight. It's that daily commitment, and again, shuffling one's way up the ramp of the Mizbeach, that allows a person to become a truly religious person. Okay, last but not least for today, we'll do one more very small piece. If you just slide down the column to the bottom paragraph on page Yud Ches, the bottom right-hand corner, we'll end with this. And again, I apologize for not being able to be there and for cutting it a little bit short. But just take a look at the bottom right-hand corner. Va'amar od Rabbeinu Zal, on the Pasuk in Tehillim Yud Ches. Mishpatei Hashem emes tzadku yachtav. So if you think about it, Mishpatei Hashem is a very interesting phrase. You would expect that Mishpat, Hashem judging, would go with which name of God? The name Elohim. But it doesn't say Mishpatei Elohim, it says Mishpatei Hashem. So it explains the Yismach Yisrael, and again, it's something we've seen many times, and it's something that the Zohar screams from every page, that sometimes out of what appears to be Midas HaDin comes the greatest Chesed, and out of the greatest darkness comes the greatest light. Says the Yismach Yisrael, notice what David HaMelech is saying, Ve'ila Mishpatim, says David HaMelech, Mishpatei Hashem Emes. What does it mean, Mishpatei Hashem? V'lo k'siv Mishpatei Elohim. It doesn't say Mishpatei Elohim, which is what you would expect. Sheshayich Yoser Eitzel Mishpatim. Mishpat means judgment. God's name of judgment is Elohim, not Yudke Vavke, not the Shem Hashem. However, says the Yismach Yisrael, it's a reminder to us in a very clear way. The Iker Hadin, La'orer Habrios Lechuva. Every time Hashem is putting you through a difficult situation, it's not to break you, and it's not to hurt you, and it's not because Hashem doesn't like you. It's to inspire you to be better. It's to hopefully bring you to tshuva. V'lios ru'uyim l'kabel rav tov v'chesed me'Hashem yizbarach ha'chafetz chesed. It's mishpat, but it's Hashem. It's rooted in Hashem. It's what we say every single Hashem echad. It's always rooted in Hashem's desire to do chesed for Klal Yisrael. V'ha'mishpat v'ha'din sharsham chesed rachamim. And every challenge and every struggle and every time Hashem judges and punishes, it's simply because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to create a possibility of chesed that comes afterwards. V'alidei tshuva nase hamtakas adinim, and through the repentance, a person is able to sweeten the midas adin. V'aponim zo'af ho'asarim, and the, so to speak, the angry face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes away. V'nisgalim hachasadim, and Hashem reveals His kindness and His love for Klal Yisrael. And that's what David HaMelech is reminding us. As we learn a parsha of Mishpatim, which has so many things that go wrong, but it's also a parsha about righting that which went wrong. And it's a parsha about getting back to a healthy place when things are broken or damaged. And therefore, when a person understands that the Mishpat is a Mishpat of Hashem, not a Mishpat of Elohim, Lahora Shekol Iker HaMishpat V'adin Sharsha Chesed V'rachamim, to realize that the root of everything that hurts in this world is something beautiful within. Again, just remind yourself that Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, and so many other examples of how darkness precedes light, Vayyar, Vayyivokar, etc., etc., to realize that out of that darkness comes the greatest Rachmanis and the greatest Chesed, Hanishpa Mishem Hashem, Yisbarach Shemo Vidok. This is what emerges from the world of Mishpat. It's not Elohim, but it's Mishpatei Hashem. So Mirtz Hashem, we should take these are really good lessons to start the new Zman. Number one, the importance of not judging those around us, being open to developing real deep connections and friendships with one another, Rebbeim, Talmidim, Chaverim, etc. To understand, like you said just now, that a person who tries to go too quickly, it's not going to work, and therefore the daily commitment to come to Shir and to continue to grow and to take it step by step and to believe that if I keep shuffling, eventually I'll slide my way up that ramp to make it to the top. To believe such a thing and not to blind ourselves to not to be blinded by our own gaiva, to not realize how much more there is for us to grow. And hopefully that should, again, not make us depressed, but should inspire us. And lastly, to realize that all of life's struggles in all aspects of life, mishpatim are what? It's all about Hashem. It's mishpatei Hashem, it's not mishpatei Elohim. So Mirtz Hashem, we should take these lessons to heart, and we thank our Rebbe, the Yismach Yisrael, for teaching us. And I wish you guys a good Shabbos. There's not going to be Shir this Sunday, but Mirtz Hashem will pick up on Monday. Mirtz Hashem at 9:15 a.m. in Washington Heights, New York, not over the phone. So have a great Shabbos, and try to learn some more Torah today. Sorry for not being able to be there.